Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Steve. Here we go.
Some things in life are bad.
It's Friday.
They can really make you mad.
This is the bright side.
Other things just make you swear and curse.
Got a couple lines open. 312.
When you're chewing on life's gristle.
981.
That grumble. Give a whistle.
7200.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
And many busy lines with people ready to give us their...
Always look on the bright side.
Their bright side. Steve, give me some good news. Why are you smiling?
John, it's been too long, but tonight I can take my white leather shoes out of the closet, the box I store them in, and put them back on. Summer is here.
My bright side is Steve's going to be wearing his white shoes again. I can't wait to see them.
When you're feeling in the dumps.
Actually, you know how I sometimes live off of something that previously happened and I'm still enjoying it? Play basketball with my buddies today, usually on a Friday afternoon. I'm still feeling and enjoying the fact that I played basketball early Friday morning. I feel the same way today about the Walk of Fame ceremony and how nice it was to see so many WGN Radio listeners and staff members who I hadn't seen in years and years and years. It was just a lovely reunion. And you must come to this thing next year because it really is a sweet thing that we did out there.
Give the audience a good.
So that's two. Now let's pick up some phone lines. All right, we start with line one. And that is Ray. Ray, this is John. You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
John, I've got two things.
Okay.
On Monday, my son Dan Shrew's wife, the lovely Eileen O'Hara Shrew, gave birth to Olivia, a healthy baby girl.
He was one of the people I saw yesterday, and I said, "You look a little tired." He said, "I got a nap, but yeah, we've been busy."
The second thing, John, is on Thursday we celebrated Olivia's sister's birthday, Emily's second birthday.
Oh, wow. Well, you guys have had a great week. Well, we love Dan and our best to the whole family.
Thanks, John.
That's Ray.
That's the
thing. Okay, let's go to...
Always look on the bright side of life.
Val, this is John. You're on the air. What's your bright side?
Oh, I'm 97 years old and have just been awarded the Brookfield Zoo's most prestigious volunteer award of the year. And it's called Twiga, and in Swahili means giraffe, and that's our mascot. And so I'm very happy, and I'm still chugging along at 97.
I hope you don't mind my saying that at 97, you are inspiring. You sound great.
Well, I feel great, and I volunteer at the zoo three or four hours each time.
Wow. Thank you, Val. Well done. Let's go to Mary. Why are you smiling today, Mary?
I'm smiling because my oldest son, who has Asperger's, is graduating from high school.
What a great day for you guys. I'll bet you feel terrific about that.
We do, especially because there were people along the way who told us he would have trouble with books and finding pages and so on, and we beat it.
I'm happy for you, Mary. Congratulations. We go to line four. Hey, Lynette, it's John. You're on the air. What's your bright side?
My bright side is my little great-niece, Ella Marie. She's brought so much joy and happiness to the whole family.
Thanks, Lynette, for the call. Let's go to line seven. Lou, you're on WGN. What's your bright side, Lou?
My bright side is, aren't you glad that the bright side is back? Because that makes me so happy to hear all these people with all of these things.
Mr. Right? Fix-It. Lou Manfredini's on the line.
Wait, and I actually have two.
Okay.
Our beautiful daughter, Mallory, graduated from high school last night.
Oh, nice.
So we're super proud of her. And her youngest brother passed his driver's license test on the first try. Not sure if I'm happy about that.
Hey, thanks for all your help on my deck. If you need that sander, by the way, Lou, I've got it. I don't need it anymore now.
Love you. Love the bright side.
He sanded your deck?
No, but I don't have a sander with me these days. I knew I could buy one, but I thought Lou probably has 20 sanders. So I sent him a text, and I just said, you wouldn't, by any chance, happen to be coming downtown with a sander. And lo and behold, Jeff, our sales manager, walks in and goes, here, Lou wants you to have this. With a sander. Talk about your bright sides. How about Julie? This is John. So Julie's on line 8, I guess. It's your turn. Julie, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi. Last week I called and told you I was going to go to the Jackie Evancho concert, and you told me to call back with a review. So
I remember.
Here I am.
So how was it?
Oh, she is incredible. She just sang all kinds of things and some new things from her new album. And she's, you know, for a 17-year-old, she is like an old soul all put together. And she just had the audience eating out of her hand. She was wonderful. So if you ever get a chance, go listen to her.
That's Julie with two bright sides from one concert. Thanks, Julie. This is Bob. You're on WGN. Hey, Bob, it's John Williams. What's your bright side?
Hey, John, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Last night I finished all my planning and yard work around the house for the spring, and tonight I'm filling up the fridge out back in the garage with some tasty cold drinks to have while enjoying the summer with my neighbors.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I want to be your neighbor. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, it's John. What's your bright side?
Hey, King John. My bright side is my nephew, Jack. He's my godson as well. He graduated Ignatius College Prep last night, and he's NHS and going to Michigan in the fall.
Life is good. Thanks for the call. We go from Nancy to Frank. Hey, Frank, it's John. What's your bright side?
My son's in the Air Force, and he just got promoted to Master Sergeant.
That's a proud dad. Thank you, Frank. Eileen or Ellen, this is John. What's your bright side?
My bright side is last weekend, my daughter graduated from Notre Dame, and my son is graduating next weekend from high school.
Let's go to hey, Nancy, this is John. You're on WGN. What's your bright side? Nancy. Come on, Nancy. Tell us what your bright side is. We'll go from Nancy to Claire. This is John. What's your bright side, Claire?
Hi, John. I'm calling from Grand Junction, Colorado. My cat, Pearl, just washed herself, and in doing so, she turned her ear inside out, and it is the cutest thing in the world.
Always look on the bright side.
First time I've had that on the bright side. Wow. Claire, thanks for the call. That's one we haven't heard before. Hey, Joe, this is John. What's your bright side? Why are you smiling tonight? Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe.
Enjoy it.
All right, we're going to go to Joe. Joe's going to the White Sox game, he told Ellis. Let's go. We got time for maybe one more. Let's see here. Line 8. Hey, Terry, this is John. You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. Welcome home. This is Roberta King's sister, Terry.
Well, I have a friend named Billy and Roberta King. They're kids, and now sister Terry. Hi, Terry. How are you?
John, we're great, and we're glad to have you back. My son is graduating from Carmel Catholic, our alma mater, tonight, and we're so proud of him. He didn't want to go there, but he listened to his parents, and he's had the most amazing experience.
What's he going to do now? Do you know?
Yes, he's going to Vegas University in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow. Good times, Terry. Congrats. Thanks for saying hi, and say hi to Billy and Roberta for me, too.
I will. Thanks, John. Happy weekend.
We have 12 phone lines that ring in here, and they're all ringing. We'll do this on Fridays. Before Ro and Anna come into the studio, we'll get your weekend started with something called The Bright Side. By the way, we were doing the Bright Side there. Kevin, did you want to chime in? Did you want to share a Bright Side with the whole class?
I did. I've always wanted to do this, John. You know, some weekends I just would rather have a completely free weekend, nothing on the schedule.
Right.
That's not the case this weekend, though, but I'm actually really excited about it. Tomorrow we've got a wedding, best friend's wedding.
Nice.
Sunday we'll be at I'll be at White Sox games, going to watch some baseball.
That's all good.
Monday, weather permitting, lots of golf and lots of grilling of encased meat. So I'm excited for the weekend. That's my bright side for you, John.
Violetta, do you have something that's making you smile this afternoon? I don't mean to exclude you guys.
I am a millennial, so I do like to be included if Kevin's being included.
Here's your chance.
Okay, pressure's on. My bright side is probably, I think I'm doing the MB Bike the Drive for the first year.
Oh, that's right. That's on Sunday.
Sunday,
yeah.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, like at 5 a.m., right?
Yeah, I didn't realize the timing of it.
Well, I think like, you can start when you want, but I think it does kick off at 5.
5, so yeah, you don't have to be there at 5. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll go out on Saturday maybe and just bike over to the track.
Well, no, you gotta do not go on Lakeshore Drive Saturday night. You need to be there Sunday, but you don't have to be there at 5 a.m. I think it goes till
10.
10, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to be off by 10.
Yeah, 9 to 10.
I'm just going to cruise, you know, slowly. I don't know if people really get into it and bike. I don't even have a bike. I have to go buy a bike.
Violetta, you're not biking the drive.
Yes, I am.
I don't know when. It's too early. And even if you do get up in time, you don't have a bicycle
yet. It sounds very nice. I want to do it.
You're going to bail.
No, I'm not. I'm going to send you guys a picture.
By the way, the only rule I need to remind myself, and maybe you guys too, is that there's only one rule of the bright side, and is that we do not judge other people's bright sides.
Okay.
Which is exactly what I'm doing to poor Violetta here. I mean, here I am criticizing her for her bright side. If that makes you happy, then I want that for you. So hooray, Violetta.
I'm not a millennial, but can I throw one in?
Okay. What the hey?
I'll change the subject.
There's a whole lion actually out the newsroom door to do the bright side.
Union or something. We're all lined up.
All right, Kim, what's yours?
All my children are employed.
Oh, that's nice. A good one.
That's a good one.
Producer Elif, what's your bright side?
I love my job.
There you are. Woohoo! By the way, one lady who called and was on the screen, it said, my son just signed a deal with DreamWorks and Netflix. So I said, well, just hold on. That's a bright side, but we'll just talk to her outside a little bit. Hey, Susie, this is John. You're on the air.
Hi, John. I'm glad you're back on the air.
As am I.
Yes, that's my bright side. It's a big deal for him. I'm not allowed to say what it is because he's sworn to secrecy. He won't be out till 2018. But 26 episodes they bought.
Okay, now wait a minute. So your son,
He wrote it for DreamWorks, and DreamWorks sold it to Netflix.
And now it's going to be on which channel, then?
On Netflix.
On Netflix in 2018, 26 episodes?
Yes.
Is it a
Let's
comedy?
Hope it is.
Or is it a drama?
He won't tell me anything because...
You don't even know?
I sort of do, but I'm sworn in secrecy because... If he knew I was doing this, he wouldn't be thrilled.
Is there a major star attached to it whose name I would recognize?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know all the people yet. They're in the midst of getting it all together.
Oh, this is
the worst. Obviously, he's going to be the showrunner. Yeah, it's a lot of work. He's the writer. He wrote the pilot, and he's written many other pilots. He's worked on many other things.
So is this not that this is the most important,
This is a big deal because now it's his show. The other ones, he's worked on the shows.
Well, so that's what I'm wondering, Susie. Is this maybe going to be very profitable for him then?
Yes. Like, not totally life-changing, but pretty good. And my daughter-in-law also is a writer. And she is doing something for Comedy Central, a pilot.
How do you get a pilot?
Order series yet.
They haven't ordered her series yet, yeah.
No, they just, but they ordered her to do the pilot, so she's going to be filming that. Wow. I mean, she's the writer. She could be the director, but they won't let her direct it because they have somebody else in mind.
Susie, hold on a second. Stop. So your daughter is going to be working on your son's project?
My daughter-in-law.
But she's going to be working.
My son's wife.
Yeah. So the two of them are doing this together. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both writers and they're both employed.
Maybe the most frustrating call I've ever had in my life because I want to know what it is and you won't be able to tell me.
I will call you when I'm allowed to say. You'll be one of the first to know.
I hope I am. Hey, listen, if you tell me, people will listen, then they'll watch the show and then your son will get rich and famouser.
Absolutely. Right. I want that to happen.
Wow. Susie, congrats. Thanks for the call and the bright sides. Ro and Ann are coming into the studio next.